news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's like Groundhog Day in hell. Yes, it happened again. On Thursday night, right around 11 p.m. local time, a gunman killed 8 people at a FedEx facility on the grounds of the Indianapolis International Airport. 4 others were rushed to hospitals with gunshot wounds, one of them critical. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department spokesperson Janae Cook was obviously shaken to the core when she addressed the press.
It is very heartbreaking. And you know, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, the officers responded, they came in, they went in, and they did their job. And a lot of them are trying to face this because this is a sight that no one should ever have to see.
The shooter was found dead nearby of apparent suicide. Police couldn't immediately determine a motive for the shooting. Just one more in a recent series of attacks across the country. But I was shocked that this story, a mass shooting, 8 people dead, 4 more hospitalized, was not even the lead story on the major newscasts Friday morning, because we're numb to it. Another day, another mass shooting. Welcome to America. Sadly, today we're fighting these senseless murders committed not only by shooters like the one in Indianapolis, but by the very people whose job it is to serve and protect. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin on Thursday told the court in his murder trial for the death of George Floyd that he would not testify. Instead, said he would invoke his Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination, and then the defense rested. The jury is off until Monday, giving the judge and attorneys the chance to work out the jury instructions. Closing statements will happen Monday. And now we turn to Chicago, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot appealed for calm on Thursday after the release of body camera video showing a police officer shooting and killing 13-year-old Adam Toledo in March. On the video, you see that after a brief foot chase, the boy appeared to throw something behind a fence and then turned to face the officer with his hands up after the cop shouted, "Show me your hands." Toledo raised his hands, which in that final frame of the video before he crumpled to the ground were empty. Police did find a handgun by the fence. Lightfoot, the mayor, and Toledo's family lawyer said in a joint statement that releasing the video, while hard, was, quote, the first step in the process toward the healing of the family, the community, and our city. I don't think we're anywhere near healing. People are hurting right now. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would expel 10 Russian diplomats and impose new sanctions against Russia for the hacking of corporations and federal agencies and for meddling in last year's presidential election. The sanctions target 6 Russian companies believed to have supported the cyber attacks known as the SolarWinds breach. The U.S. also imposed sanctions on 32 individuals and entities suspected of helping the Kremlin interfere in the election with disinformation and other tactics designed to help the former guy win. The action signaled President Biden's desire to take a harder line against Russian President Putin than Trump did. The 10 diplomats being kicked out include suspected Russian intelligence operatives. But wait, there's more. Inside the Treasury Department's public report on these new sanctions was a detailed revelation that Konstantin Kilimnik, an associate of the former guy's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, passed along Trump campaign polling data to Russian intelligence services back in 2016. Yeah. Kilimnik, who had already been identified in previous government investigations as a Russian intelligence operative, also, quote, sought to promote the narrative that Ukraine, not Russia, had interfered in the 2016 presidential election. This establishes for the first time that private meetings between Manafort, former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates, and Kilimnik were a, quote, direct pipeline from the campaign to Russian spies at a time when the Kremlin was engaged in a covert effort to sabotage the 2016 presidential election. I guess the former guy can no longer say, no collusion. Well, he can because he lies incessantly, but you knew that already. Well, on Thursday, a group of progressives from the House and Senate introduced a proposal to expand the Supreme Court from 9 justices to 13. Well, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said that she has quote, no plans to bring the bill to the House floor, although she said she supported President Biden's creation of a commission to examine possible changes to the High Court. Those could include expansion, term limits, or other reforms. Republicans, of course, are criticizing the proposal as an attempt to pack the court. In reality, it's the Republicans who've been packing the court. This proposal was a response to the Republicans' expansion of its majority to 6-3 by refusing to consider former President Obama's nomination of Judge Merrick Garland when he still had a year left in his term. Garland is now Biden's attorney general. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made a surprise trip to Afghanistan on Thursday in a show of support for the country's government. The visit came the day after President Biden announced plans to withdraw all remaining U.S. troops by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks that prompted this, America's longest war.
The United States will remain Afghanistan's steadfast partner. We want the Afghan people, countries in the region, and the international community to know that fact. It's also a very important message for the Taliban to hear.
Blinken met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and attempted to assure him that the Biden administration would do, quote, everything we can to push for a peace deal between Kabul and insurgent groups. Foreign forces under NATO command will also leave in coordination with the U.S. In COVID news, almost half of the states saw an increase in coronavirus cases this week, and experts are urging people to maintain safety precautions and get vaccinated to avoid another spike. Vaccine hesitancy has become a problem, and even though more than 30% of U.S. adults have been fully vaccinated, the efficacy of rollouts has varied widely from state to state. And around the world, countries like India and Brazil continue to set daily records for new COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, the U.S. government and Gavi, that's the Vaccine Alliance, have kicked off a pledging event aimed at raising $2 billion more to support vaccine distribution to lower-income countries around the world. And one more to leave you with. The Defense Department has confirmed that leaked photos and video of unidentified aerial phenomena, as they describe them, taken in 2019 are indeed legitimate images of unexplained objects. Photos and videos of triangle-shaped objects blinking and moving through the clouds were taken by Navy personnel. This according to Pentagon spokesman Sue Gao in a statement to CNN. She also confirmed that photos of three unidentified flying objects, one sphere-shaped, another acorn-shaped, and one characterized as a metallic blimp, were also taken by Navy personnel. We are not alone. And they're probably appalled at all the shootings here in the United States. Just saying. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.